from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting.
The people we're negotiating with, smilingly, they really agree with us. I really believe they cannot believe they've gotten away with this for so long.
U.S. President Donald Trump talking about the United States' trade relationship with China. The president signed a memorandum on Thursday that would impose tariffs on up to $60 billion of imports from China, although his action was far removed from threats that could have ignited a global trade war.
In particular with China, we're going to be doing a Section 301 trade action. It could be about $60 billion, but that's really just a fraction of what we're talking about. I've been speaking with the highest Chinese representatives, including the president, and I've asked them to reduce the trade deficit immediately by $100 billion.
The Dow Jones reacting today to the tariffs, Wall Street having dropped well over 600 points. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg is admitting his company clearly made a mistake in its part in an illegal data collection scandal, but he offered no apology in his rare television appearance. Corinne McSherry, the legal director of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, said independent audits were needed at Facebook.
We need those people to go in, look at Facebook's system, and make sure that they're actually really being held accountable and that they're really doing the job they need to do to protect user data.
Zuckerberg also said in the CNN interview he's sure someone is trying to meddle in the upcoming November midterm U.S. congressional elections. At least 14 people were killed and 10 others wounded in a car bomb blast near a hotel in Somalia's capital of Mogadishu. This is VOA News. Hundreds of rebels and their relatives have started leaving a besieged town in eastern Ghouta to the northwest opposition-held province of Idlib. State TV showed dozens of buses carrying more than 400 rebels and hundreds of their family members moving from Harasta toward Idlib after sunset on Thursday. The deal to evacuate Harasta could see the bombed-out town handed over to the government following years of the siege. The father of one of the Nigerian schoolgirls still unaccounted for after Boko Haram extremists returned 104 girls from a mass abduction says he believes his daughter and others are dead and buried. One of the schoolgirls who was returned spoke of those who did not.
There were five of us that died. Those that died were not killed by Boko Haram. They died because they were trampled upon. It was stress and trauma that made them tired and weak.
At least one of the freed girls has said a Christian classmate remained captive while those released are Muslim. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, where a report by the UN Secretary General and High Commissioner for Human Rights on the critical situation in Yemen has been submitted to the UN Human Rights Council.
The United Nations condemns the Saudi coalition's blockade of Yemen's sea and airports. It says the restrictions on imports and humanitarian assistance are compounding the already unbearable suffering of millions of people. The United Nations says 22 million Yemenis are in need of humanitarian aid and 8 million are at risk of famine. The UN Refugee Agency estimates more than 2 million people are internally displaced. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Austin, Texas Police Chief Brian Manley says suspected serial bomber Mark Condit left behind a 25-minute-long cell phone video before killing himself as police moved in to arrest him.
It was a confession because he was, and I even called it as such, that he was admitting to what he had done.
Manley gave no details of what he considers to be Condit's confession.
But instead, it is the outcry of a very challenged young man talking about challenges in his personal life that led him to this point.
Police believe Condit was behind six bombs in and around Austin, Texas over the last 3 weeks, five of which exploded, killing two people and seriously wounding five others.
Yes, there were indications that he stated in the video that he felt like we were getting very close to him.
Condit killed himself by setting off a seventh bomb in his car early Wednesday as police closed in to arrest him. Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.